Hello, hello. It is the Jabari's Wisdom, and we're making a podcast live on Twitch at the same time because we're streaming Civilization 5, not 6, because screw that one, because that costs money. So, today,
we're... Civ 5 cost money.
Well, I got that, this one on deal. Civ 6 is, like, still, like, $60, and then you have to pay for all the DLC.
Okay, yeah.
So, today... As recommended by Paul, we're going to talk about hookah.
Don't blame this on me.
So, you know, I got a problem with hookah. It kills people, you know? So, yeah, I don't know where I'm going to go with this.
Wish it killed me.
I just got a problem with freaking... It stinks! Smoking stinks! I don't care what people are saying. They're like, ooh, it makes me feel good. It stinks! That's my problem. Like, even vapes. Vapes, like, they have flavors, and it freaking stinks. Like, it smells like, what's that pink medicine? You know, that... Is that the pink one that, like, coats your stomach with mess?
Oh, I don't know.
You know, that pink stuff. Like, it's like, it comes in a pink box. I'm just gonna search it up. Screw you. Well, I can't search it up. My internet's bad, because I'm streaming.
Moxicillin is a pink.
It's not moxicillin. I know it's not that.
That's the one for strep throat, I think.
Wait, search up pink medicine. It's not moxicillin. It's like, it starts with an A, I thought.
Like moxicillin.
Yeah.
Pink medicine.
Yeah, that one. No, go down, down, down. Yeah, left. Yeah, that.
Pepto-Bismol.
Yeah. It smells like how Pepto-Bismol tastes. And it makes me want to barf every time I smell it. I'm like, why do people smoke this crap? Because it stinks. That's my problem. If smoking smelled like you know how literal, like if it smelled like popcorn, I'd be A-okay. Like, I'm going to walk by one of those smokers right now. But no, it smells like freaking Pepto-Bismol. I'm like, that stuff is disgusting. And then it's too foggy. That's my problem. You're one of those people. Why don't you go smoke a vape then, freaking prick?
Gone.
Yeah, gone.
It's almost worth it getting strep throat just so I can drink.
That's nasty. I hate the way medicine tastes.
Yeah, that's actually probably not the medicine, just like the cherry flavoring or whatever.
Well, you know, they I think, I'm pretty sure the FDA, like, the reason why medicine doesn't taste good is because they're not allowed to make it taste too good because they fear that people will, like, you know, start drinking it like candy, basically. So, yep. Fun facts. But, yeah. And, like, even, like, where's this freaking cigarettes? Like, that's actually stinks. And it stains your clothes. So, I'm like, no.
It also stains your soul.
Yeah. Makes your lungs look like turd.
Not good.
And then it has the whole, like, what's it called? You know what I'm talking about, Ron. The stuff that makes you addicted to it. Nicotine. It has nicotine in it, which makes it even worse. It's like...
It's heroin.
Because it makes it even worse, because it's like, if I, like, even slip up once and smoke it, there's a chance that it's just a lifelong thing now. And it costs money. That's the worst thing. It costs money.
So it'd be better if it was free.
If it was free, yeah. I wouldn't blame anyone. Like, I mean, it's free.
Oh my god. I just imagine it now, like... It's just free everywhere, like, instead of just water fountains, you have, like, smoking stations.
It's literally just a water fountain, so it's just, like, when you press the button,
it
smoke comes out.
Pops out.
Yeah.
You gotta breathe in.
But then, like, now, smoking has become cool again. Like, I remember, like, it used to be, like, oh, you smoke? What a freaking loser. But then, like, vaping, yeah, it made it, like, cool again. And now it's like the no smoking ads. Like, it's just did the complete opposite result. Like, now everyone smokes. Even younger, too. Because, what's it called? What are those pins? Or the Juuls. Yeah. Even young kids smoke Juuls now, which is crazy. Like, all these kids in high school.
Yeah, because, like, the smoking companies, they have very good marketing.
Yeah, and they're freaking rich.
They don't market their products as good. They just market them as better.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, healthier. Less bad for you.
Like, smoking's not getting away. These are, like, multi-billion dollar companies. Like, they're, like, almost equivalent to, like, oil. Like, where it's, like, these small companies, or these, like, certain companies have all this money. Because I remember, it was, like, freshman year of college. Like, it felt like it came out of nowhere. All of a sudden, all these videos on the internet were of people doing vape trick shots and stuff like that. Like, oh, man, I can make a ball. Like, I can make a ring with my smoking. And then next thing you know, I'm walking around campus.
Pretty cool, though.
I just see more and more people doing vapes. And they're doing, like, looking stupid, doing, like, dragon things. Like, showing how much air they can blow out. I'm like, dang. Like, this happened, like, overnight, it almost seemed like. Yeah. It's crazy. I'm just like, dang. I'm going to be, like, the only person with pure lungs now. Because everyone smokes. And I'm the uncool one now. Because I don't. You know how that feels? Feels bad.
Feels pretty CS.
Yeah, it feels pretty CS. Then if I go to China, everyone's going to smoke. My lungs are just going to die. My lungs are going to collapse the second I breathe air in China. Because the air pollution is trash. And then everyone's smoking. And it like gives me headaches.
What bothers me is when people are smoking, like when they're walking down pathways.
Oh yeah.
And like just stuck walking behind them. It's like, why? Can you just like go into the alley or something to do that?
Oh, they're late for class though, Paul.
Then why are they smoking?
Come on, Paul. They gotta
be moving faster if they weren't smoking.
It calms them. It calms the nerves. Come on, Paul.
I'm just smoking in class.
Like, if everyone just, like ate nicotine pun, or not nicotine pun, nicotine gum, or, like, freaking, like, what's it called? The weed biscuits? What are they called?
You're supposed to eat it?
Yeah.
You don't just chew it?
Chew what?
Yeah, you're supposed to eat it.
Is that nicotine gum?
Yeah. Oh, well, whatever. I thought you were talking about the weed biscuits, or whatever they're called. What are they called? Are they weed brownies? Yeah.
Weed biscuits.
Oh, let me put some gravy on.
But I mean, at least weed biscuits, like, you don't smell it. And it tastes like a regular, or it doesn't taste, I never ate one, but it's like, it smells like a regular biscuit to me.
Brownie.
Or at least the brownies. Not the biscuits, the brownies. The brownies smell like brownies. So I was like, come on. That's okay.
Come on.
So that's what they need to do. I'm going to intern at a smoking company now. What's it called? Jaburno or whatever those companies are called?
Marlboro,
yeah. I'm just going to intern at Marlboro and give them my idea. Cigarette biscuits. Now that, can you imagine, wake up in the morning, just pop one in. That's your smoking for today. I mean, they probably wouldn't like that.
Just dip it in some cigarette gravy. Yum.
Well, that's what I want. Okay, the war has started. I have my first warrior.
Nothing's happening in this game.
Oh, it's about to happen.
Everyone's just trying. Well, I'm trying to survive.
Okay.
This guy's trying to build a road into my city.
How do I find all my, crap. How do you find all your ships?
Will they be able to see the Civ gameplay?
No. So they're just listening
we're just
to.
Just talking about the game we're playing. They can't.
You can click on the little thing up here and click on the resource. No, sorry. Unit list.
Oh, okay. Where is he? Okay, you. And you start walking this way. Start walking this way. Start walking this way. Start walking this way. Horse archer. Start walking this way. Okay. Yeah, that's my main problem. Well, it stinks. And it kills you. I mean, if it didn't stink, it'd be a little okay. Because, like, alcohol kills you, but alcohol doesn't stink. I mean, it does have a particular smell, though.
It does if you drink enough of it.
What? That makes you stink?
No, just, like, you can smell alcohol.
Yeah, but, like, that the smell of alcohol is not, like, as putrid as, like, regular, like, smoking.
Like, it smells, like, chemically, but, like, cleaning chemicals.
Yeah.
Cigarette is like toxic waste chemical.
And then unless you have like a bunch of it, it doesn't like permeate the whole room. At least I don't think it does.
Unless you have a lot of it.
Yeah, unless you have a lot. But like one cigarette, you smoke a cigarette once, your room's screwed. All your clothes screwed. Crap, no science. What's happening?
Come on.
Oh, man. Budget deficit. Science. Crap.
You have no money?
Yeah. Sucks.
Idiot. You should have just had one city.
Wait until I destroy this freaking city state, though. Who'd be laughing then?
The city state.
Me and my city.
Yep. But actually, I don't get, like... I mean, I guess I do get it. It stinks. It stinks. That's my main problem. Mm. Mm, it stinks. Mm.
Doesn't smell. Mm-hmm. Makes my nose upset.
Makes my head upset. Because when something's like... I don't know. I think it's because it's like a chemical stink. I mean, at least it doesn't smell like garbage. That would actually like... But I mean, it practically does.
I could only take advantage of this fish right here. But my city's on this side.
Yeah, you can buy tiles, you know.
Yeah, but I can't send a work boat here.
Yeah, you can if you buy tiles.
Doesn't the work boat originate from the city? It doesn't, like, cross land to go there.
I don't know.
I'm sorry,
what? You can try it.
No.
Your work boat can't go on land.
Yeah, so it can't get here no matter what.
You could...
Oh, crap! No, 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 no!
I cannot
no.
go around. Look, that's ice right there.
No, 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 no.
You could build a new city on the coastline.
I'm fucking
and
Venice.
And make it there.
Venice.
You could... Dude, your city started, like... at the South Pole. That's not good. Yeah, you can
I know. There's a reason why I'm at last place.
Oh yeah, I was thinking about getting a sponsorship for my channel now. Because I looked up, like, how
oh,
do
from,
you...
From the smoking company?
Yeah, yeah. Oh guys, you know, smoke is pretty cool. But I looked it up, because I asked on Quora. Like, how do YouTubers get sponsorships? And they said, basically, small, you like, when you're big, they'll come to you. But, like, when you're small, you actually have to, like, kind of reach out to them yourself.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, I was thinking, I was like, I mean, I'm making a video. And I was like, I do a bunch of anime stuff, so that's the problem. It's like, how am I going to get views for freaking animal? Exactly, Crunchyroll! So, this is a genius idea. Okay. I don't think they would ever do it, though. But if I get sponsorship from them, I'm like, hey, I'm making a new opening. It's probably going to get, I might like freaking like overestimate, but like it might get 500,000 views, you know, I'm kind of popular. But then I was like, but here's an even greater idea. Every video I make, every opening, they do a little bit of coding kind of thing on their website and make it so the opening for the certain anime that I've done the opening for, it like replaces it. I mean, genius! Because more people would watch the shows just to like, ha ha ha, look, it's that guy. He's the opener for this new anime.
When he replace it.
No, no, just have a setting where it's like, you can watch the real opening, or you can watch the Dancing Taco version.
I mean, they're not gonna add a whole new setting to their video player.
I mean, they get a bunch of freaking views on the website.
Just, at least not just for you. Maybe if like a bunch of people do that.
No, 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 no.
I mean, you could suggest that to them, but I think at the very most, they might just have your video on their website also.
I mean, that'd be preferable, too. That'd be pretty nice.
Which, yeah, would be pretty cool, but...
And then I might go to freaking send something to Japan and be like, hey, I have 500,000 views. And since, you know, they have no one in Japan, it's like three people.
500,000?
They're like, whoa, that's like half of our...
that's most of our population.
In Tokyo. Wait, doesn't Tokyo have like 3 million or something like that?
No, they have 500,000.
Wow, that's all of Tokyo. And then boom.
You go there and you're just instantly celebrity.
Like, yeah, I mean, basically. And then boom. I'm like a virtual YouTuber.
Dancing Taco.
Because like all these virtual YouTubers, they have like what? 100,000 views? Which is, it's good, but it's not like American good. So it's like, they're having concerts. And it's like, what? You're a virtual YouTuber. And you're having a concert.
They get 100,000 views regularly.
Still, like, I don't see, like, I don't see PewDiePie
like,
with concerts.
You only get, like...
When's the last time you seen PewDiePie
What's
when, like...
What's PewDiePie gonna do in a concert?
Like, just sit there and brofist or whatever they do?
He just walks around the concert hall, just bro-fisting everyone in the audience.
Oh, pretty cool.
Come on.
I think Markiplier has done concerts where he, like, does, like, I guess it's, like, kind of stand-up. It's, like, comedy-type things. It's, like, PewDiePie might be able to do that.
But it's, like, I just find it crazy how many, like, how these virtual YouTubers are having, like, legitimate concerts. It's like, what? Doesn't that cost money? And that's why I think these virtual YouTubers...
It makes money.
...are all company-run. Because it's like, where are they getting the money for this?
What's the cost of it? I mean, like, they have to rent the space for the
concert. But they also have to do that, like, Hatsune Miku thing where they use the hologram stuff.
Yeah, you buy the machine. Well, you might not even have to. That's just, like, the concert hall might just own that, so you just rent that from them.
But that can't be cheap. Because it's like, these, like, say rappers, like, there are some SoundCloud rappers that are really, really popular, but they can't have a concert hall concert. They usually do those outdoor ones.
I mean, they can if they fill the space. And apparently, the virtual YouTubers can fill the space.
Exactly. Like, what? How do they know? Like, they're so sure they can sell these tickets, and they do. It's like, what? Yeah. So stupid.
It's weebs, man.
Japan is his own, like...
Davido.
But it's not even, like, Davido people. It's, like, legit, like, regular Japanese people. He's, like, watching a virtual YouTube concert.
yes, I will spend my money on this.
And it costs $60!
$60!
Like, what?
Yeah, dude, they're killing it if it's $60. And
God dang. Crap, horse archer, where am I gonna put you? Put you right here.
Wish we played the last game. I don't like being poor.
Shut up, you need to be poor for once. Let's keep on playing this game. I'm having fun.
Put your one city state.
I'm just pressing next turn every time.
Oh, you hear about freaking Xbox? I mean, all these game companies are now trying to do this streaming crap. You hear about that? Like how Google... I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
I mean, I like the idea of it, but it's unrealistic considering how bad internet streaming is nowadays.
Exactly. But it's also... People are, like, fearing that it's going to... Like, basically how YouTube is going to happen to games where they're trying to get... Like, because if it's streaming, how are they going to base off, like... What games deserve more of the portion of money that they get for each... Like, say Netflix. They base it off of views. How much money you get.
Yeah.
So it's like, how are they going to do it for games? Are they going to base it off of play length?
That would make sense.
But then a lot of these games would get lazy and start, like... Like, just making, say, a mission where it's just a bunch of walking. So they can, like... They already do that. Where they try to make games... Or make stuff last longer.
In the same way that animation got killed on YouTube would kill short...
Yeah, so it would kill short games. It would kill like kind of more like I don't know, like artsy type games.
Talk about the monetization for it. Is it like you're not gonna buy the games at all? You just buy the subscription to the.
Yeah, kind of like Netflix. Because like play length makes sense, but at the same time it doesn't. Because they can't base it off of just how many times. Like who? I mean, I guess they can't base it off of how many times you open the game. That would be kind of, like,
well, wait,
busted.
Do, like, they're not going to show you ads if you're paying for it, though, right?
Probably not.
So if that's the case, then, like, the amount of time that you play the game doesn't actually matter. Because usually, like, play length is related to, like, how many advertisements they can show you during that time.
Then how is Netflix?
Well, Netflix, they run everything from the money from the subscriptions.
Exactly, but... Like,
so
these are...
I'm pretty sure the subscription platform, like Google, would directly pay companies.
Yeah, but how would they know, like, say, this year we made $100.
Yeah.
And there are 5 games. How do we say this game deserves most of the $100? This game,
they
like,
might,
got only 2
they might not
plays.
Like that. They might just pay up front. Like, okay, we're going to pay you, game developer, so that we're going to put your game on our platform for, say, like, 1 year. And they just give them a flat rate.
True, true.
And they just figure it out ahead of time. So then, and then they look at it like, maybe look at play time or number of times played or how many people played it, whatever, to determine if they're going to buy the game again and keep it on the platform.
True, true. That would be smart. That makes sense. I mean, that would probably not fully kill it off, but that would stop like as many pirating as there is now. Because it's like, why pirate now?
Depends on the pricing for it.
Yeah, the pricing of the stream thing. But if it's around Netflix price, it's like, then what's the point? Like, why would you even waste time to pirate? Mm-hmm. I mean, technically, I do go Jack Sparrow. I mean, I don't. But I can imagine myself doing this. Going, pirating a movie. Because it's just much easier on certain platforms that happen to start with popcorn and end with time. Because Netflix, the problem with Netflix is, and why the reason why I could see myself pirating a movie is because Netflix doesn't have all the movies. Like, for example, Netflix doesn't have any of the Marvel movies anymore. They only have the new ones.
Yeah.
So if I want to watch Iron Man 1, it's like, where am I going to watch it? Oh, I'm going to have to buy a DVD or rent a DVD in 2019?
What? You can get it on YouTube Red or something, probably.
Yeah, but then you have to buy it.
Yeah.
Pay $5. Like, what? Uh-uh. Oh, my watch.
Man, paying money for a product.
Yeah, screw that. It's 2019.
Yeah, it'll probably be interesting that, like, the different competitors are probably going to have different game lineups. Well, actually, that's the same as, like, Microsoft and Sony.
Yeah.
It's actually not anything new.
Microsoft really busted themselves up.
Yeah, they have no exclusives.
Yeah.
Or they had, like, Sea of Thieves.
And that was trash.
Yeah. And I can't even think of anything else other than that recently. What's coming out this year for Sony?
That Samurai game? It seems pretty
cool.
That
already came out.
Oh, really? No, it didn't.
Sekiro?
No, not Sekiro.
Oh, the other one.
Yeah.
No one remembers.
That one's okay. Cool. Oh yeah, the war started, by the way.
Okay, click next, dude.
Why do they have European music for this civilization? Isn't this Asian?
Which one?
Attila the Hun. Isn't he Asian?
Yeah.
They might have invaded Europe.
Yeah, but their music isn't European. But that's crazy that they... Let me look up this actual statistics. Like, there's... Ronan, you're probably related to Tilda Hun.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. It's like, if you're, like, a human being, there's a 1% chance you're...
And then if you're Asian, there's, like, what? Like, a 10%? 20% or something?
Yeah.
Genetics.
That's a lot of babies.
Yeah, 1 out of 200 men direct descendants of Genghis Khan. Wait, is Genghis Khan Attila the Hun?
I believe so.
Now I'm confused. Oh, Attila the Hun versus Genghis Khan. This is awkward. they're not the same person.
Oh, shit.
Oof. Okay, well, you learn something new every day.
Wait, they're both Huns though, right?
Attila the Hun and Genghis Khan were both powerful rulers whose extensive conquests greatly disrupted their surrounding civilizations. Attila the Hun was born in roughly 406 CE, and he ruled over powerful nomadic Hun tribe. Attila's ruling family was a noble descendant, and he was born to the nephew of two King Abdulhaba. When blah 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 died, blah 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 blah. Wow, this is long as mess.
Go on, next door.
Genghis Khan, on the other hand, was born in 1162 CE. Huh.
How did that work that they were nomadic, but they lived like... They had like dynasties for that long. It seems like after a while you'd run out of people to pillage and loot.
No. They, like, because they go to the other side. And then the people they just pillaged are like, okay, they're finally gone. And they start building up again. And they come
back.
That's
why they went everywhere.
Yeah. It's pro strats. Genius.
Oh my God.
Crap, I'm not going to win this war. What are you laughing at? Shut up. God.
Talk to me when you have one city.
God dang it.
Dude, just click next turn. Just put, set everything in automatic. They'll win the war for you.
God dang it. Shut up. It's your freaking phone. Wait, where are you? Wait, how do you see what's happening here?
Because my fucking teammate just covered the entire world. Like, so. Oh no, barbarians.
But still, okay, Attila the Hun. How many children did he have? And how many children did his children have? With multiple women.
Hot.
It's pretty hot, yeah. That's crazy.
It was with one each. What are you talking about?
Oh, wow.
They were faithful, honorable men.
I mean, I guess it's like, if you're born back then, it's like, what do? Nothing.
You're born?
Like,
I mean, yeah.
Like, they literally had nothing. I mean, they do say, sex within, like, the age 18 to, like, basically young adults has gone down, like, what, 30% in the past 20 years? Oh, and I find
I thought you were going to say, like, the past 2 years because of the Me Too thing.
No. Just in the past 20 years, we've gone down 20%, which I find crazy because it's just men. It's not women. So that means they didn't say women has gone down that much, just young men. So that means that there are amount of young
out there.
That there's a bunch of men out there who have multiple partners now to make up for the freaking incels that are born now.
Bunch of lesbians.
Or that. I do see a lot more people say they're lesbian now.
I'm a lesbian.
Oh, okay, pretty cool.
How dang brave.
God dang it, I'm not gonna win this war.
Have you considered having a bigger army than them?
Yeah. But I forgot I'm on deity or whatever. I'm not gonna win.
Oh, that's probably why there's so many barbarians. I forgot that we set it to that difficulty.
Yeah.
Feels bad.
And I find it crazy. Like, when we first got into university, or when I was getting university, they're talking about, like, oh man,
simpler times.
Yeah, oh yeah, you're gonna get a job right out of college, you know. They need us. They don't know how to survive without
nobody
CS.
Needs us.
It's like, now I'm about to graduate. I can't find anything. I mean, other than local companies. But I mean, like, they're like, yeah, you're just gonna get into Google. Like, you're gonna graduate, you're gonna get into Google. Have $100,000 a year.
What needs you?
Yeah, I mean, they don't have enough people.
You are the future of Google.
You're like, what? Come on, Ron.
This is a bad deal. He's my fucking teammate. I swear, goodbye.
So it's like, I feel like the problem was they advertised it too much. And everyone and their mother became a CS major. And it's all according to their plans. Because now that there's like a huge influx of CS, people who are fully trained, they don't need to pay people as much anymore. Because it's like, you need a job. And you probably want a job for what you spent 4 years learning.
I don't need a job.
So, I guess you don't. Well, I mean, if you're okay with just dying from hunger. But it's like,
I'm willing to die at any moment.
So it's like, so now it's like, they don't have, like, everyone's become CS. So they're like, okay. We'll hire you, but we're only hiring you for like maybe $2,000. Come on. I mean, you need a job. Come on. And the people are going to say yes. And that's going to turn into a huge freaking cycle of us being paid less and less and less. Until someone just creates a freaking, like,
well, until the new AI industry happens.
Yeah.
Which, even if it does happen, I can't see it existing without computers also.
Yeah.
Because, like, tech isn't going anywhere without computers. Has there's been, like, no other major industry since, like, computer science, right? That's still the newest one?
Basketball, even.
Wow, pretty cool. I don't think so. Because, like, all the new stuff are just combinations of, like, kind of old stuff.
Yeah, like, other sciences and shit.
It's kind of cool because, like, CS is so new that some of, like, the greatest, like, minds of CS are still alive. Like, just, you know, just walking around.
Yeah.
While, like, the greatest minds of, like, physics, they died, like, 300 years ago. Like, what?
Dude, first next.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, the entire field has, like, changed without them.
Yeah.
Made peace.
What was it like to be a scientist before they invented, like, algebra and shit? Like, what did they do? Well, I guess they just ran experiments. So, like, without math.
Yeah.
It's not a lot of...
Wait, what do you mean before math? Because math has been around...
Not before math, but before, like, the complicated math, like algebra and calculus.
But the complicated math has been around. It's just that, like, Newton was the first to, like, basically give it a name.
Oh.
Because they were, like, building, like, say, pyramids. Like, you don't build pyramids with, like, 1 plus 2.
Did they use that much math?
Yeah! What?
No, they just kind of threw slaves at it.
They'll do it somehow. We get enough.
Well, actually... I mean, it was complicated to move all the blocks.
Not only that, it's like, these are triangles. Big triangles.
Math!
Come on, guys. I'm trying my best here.
This is the worst game ever. We should have stayed on the last one. So this game freaking sucks.
Switch back to the...
Yeah, that's why it's fun, because we all suck.
True.
I mean, yeah. I'm doing okay, actually.
Shut up. God dang it. Hey, Jabari and I are almost on the same level, but my teammate sucks.
Dang, my teammate's wrecking right now. I mean, Paul's is going crazy, though.
Yeah, I don't know what he's up to. He's, like, six cities.
When AI comes out. Like, yeah, it comes out as gay. This could be a real big change, you know? I have to tell you something.
I'm actually gay.
But, like, when the first AI comes out, like, a literal one, not, like, freaking buzzword AI. Like, oh, yeah, we'll use AI to make our toaster. No, I meant, like literal, like, you know, what you think about.
Human rights conflict. Yeah. AI.
Like, what's going to happen then?
Fuck off.
Because, like, if the person is actually a good person who makes it, hopefully me, it's like,
wow.
You could just, like, end everything. Like, there would be no point of... low income or like you know, lower income jobs at all.
Yeah.
They're,
you just build robots to do everything.
Yeah. The only things that would be like anything like you would need people for are more creative type stuff, like, I don't know, like writing books.
They have robots that write books.
Yeah, but they have robots that write books, but they're trash. Like, I can make it because right now.
But they're books.
Because it's like they use data mining kind of stuff, like where they take a bunch of books.
And you know, write new ones.
Yeah, no, it's just combinations of old ones, basically. Like, they can't make a new concept. Like, you can't go to the AI and be like, okay, write a book about a talking window. They are like, and just break.
I mean, it knows what talking is, and it knows what a window is.
Not a data mining one.
Huh?
You would have to give it data that talks about talking windows.
Oh, are we still talking about the actual
one? Oh, wait, are you talking about, like, literal AI? Oh, well. With the AI, I mean, I guess.
Like, yeah, the ones that we currently have, they can't create anything new.
I mean, I don't even know what, like, if we made, like, AI, what would be the point of doing anything? We could just like just kind of sit, just do nothing.
We could do what we're doing now. We could play.
Yeah, somewhere. Exactly. Be pretty nice.
I mean, I'm pretty sure he meant like we can still do stuff. Well, I guess like it's easy from like an artist perspective. It's like, wow, I can just sit and draw stuff all day.
Yeah, but like the people who aren't like, as artistic. People who
aren't artistic, they can eat food all day.
I mean, it's pretty cool, I guess. Yeah.
They can just be they can just be the Huns. They can just have sex all day.
Oh.
Wow.
Hey, it's Zuki!
Like, we'd...
Oh, crap.
Or humanity would just kill itself. Or the robots would kill us.
Yeah, I changed the name of my channel to the Depressed Eggplant. Don't really know why, but I just did.
You just changed the name of your channel?
Yeah. Oh, there's this one friend named Zuki, you know? But I streamed on YouTube once, like as a troll thing. There's this one angel that came out to watch. Her name was Zuki. Yeah, pretty cool.
God bless Zuki.
Oh crap, the music's too loud. Awkward. Wait, how do I... Oh, let me turn down that.
Come on.
Come on. What?
Okay, the farm loaded in. I thought there were like no farms.
How long is this? 36 minutes. Paul, you know, as a game designer, what do you think
game
is the...
Game design minor.
Okay, the game design minor. What is your minor opinion or prediction on what the next big thing is going to be, you know? I feel like... what's it called? Battle Royale's on its last legs. Like,
oh, you're talking about genre.
Yeah. I mean, it could be a big repeat. You know how they say, like, fashion and all this stuff. Like, it comes in trends and just repeats itself.
Yeah, like, the Battle Royale thing wasn't even really new.
Battle Royale, it, like...
Minecraft Hunger Games was the original.
Yeah. Basically.
Let's be real here.
Oh, just click next.
Yeah, I would like to say that I know the trends.
Anime game.
And I know what's gonna happen, but I honestly have no idea.
Well, I do think anime's becoming trending soon. Like, it will be like where it's unironic. Like, it's gonna be ironic first. We're in the ironic stage where people say like, oh, I watch anime, but I'm cool.
I'll press next time.
But soon, it's gonna be similar to how, like, you know, how Marvel movies, like, you know, comics are kind of cool now. I mean, not really. If you say you read comics, you're still kind of a loser. Sad. Then, wait, what's something that became like cool? That used to be like lame, but now it's kind of cool.
Computer science.
No, it's still pretty lame. Like, if you say you're a CS major, you're like, ooh.
I mean, not cool, but video games is socially acceptable now.
True, yeah. I do see a bunch, like,
I
even...
It still depends on what type of games you're playing.
True.
But generally speaking.
Okay.
Like, we wouldn't be ashamed to, like, say, hey, we play Civilization.
Oh, yeah, we played Civilization yesterday. Like, yeah, you would be like, ooh. But soon, I think it's already starting to happen, but it hasn't, like, fully happened. Because it's still, like, you know, the big name animes. Like, oh, yeah, I watched Dragon Ball Z, or I watched Attack on Titan.
Yeah.
But soon it's gonna be like, man, I watched freaking Goblin Slayer yesterday. It's pretty cool. I'm like, oh man, I watched it too.
God damn it.
Cause I'm like, cause they made the movie. What's it called? Whatever that trash movie was. But that's the start. Because these movie producers are starting to realize that it's becoming a profitable thing. What?
Ghost in the Shell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause they're realizing, oh yeah, this is becoming profitable now. Like, say, comics. No one cared about freaking comics. Well, I mean, they did make comic movies, though. So, I mean, that's kind of different. Still, not at the level that they did now. Because now it's like it actually makes sense, economically, to make a superhero movie.
Yeah.
Because people will watch it. And I think that Akira, or whatever it's called, Ghost in the Shell, that was a telltale sign that's about to happen for anime. Where they're like, hey, we can make money by making real-life anime. Like freaking Netflix. They, like, announced, like, 17 animes in real life. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Like, they're, what's it called? Cowboy Bebop. Is they're making a series for it. An IRL series. See? Anime's gonna be cool now. And I'm gonna leech off of that. I'm gonna make big views. Big views! It's gonna be, I'm gonna stop using YouTube. But I'm still gonna get the money.
You're gonna start making your openings on the anime channel.
Genius. Maybe I should send something to.
Television's dying. Never mind. You're gonna have a Twitch stream for anime. I don't know.
Oh yeah, they did. They had that like that Death Note show too.
On Netflix, yeah.
Yeah.
That was terrible.
I heard.
Like, it was actually like offensive to the original source material, but whatever.
Oof.
It's cool that it happened, I guess, that they tried.
See, I think the problem is, what, like, with these movies that make movies based off of games, or games, or movies based off of anime, is that the directors have not watched that anime or played that game before. So they have, like, they're basing it off of what they think would be a good idea. And it's like, the people who are watching the show do not want your version of the movie. Like, oh, this is how I would change Death Note to make it modern. It's like, no, they're watching Death Note because they like the anime and just want to see it in real life.
I think also, it's just like, at least with the Death Note movie, like, it had a lot of nods to the original show. Like, it was clear that at least some people on the team, like the original show.
Mm.
But just, like, they had to condense the entire show somehow into, like, a 90-minute movie or however it was, how long it was. So they had to change a lot of stuff.
I think that also is a problem. I feel like if you're gonna make an anime
movie, it should be a TV show, not a movie.
Yeah. Oh, God, leave! We're having a podcast.
Yeah,
how rude.
We're hating on smokers, but now we're...
Oh, yeah. Because it's like... But if you're going to make a movie, like, say if you're going to make a Halo movie, base it off of, like, an extended universe version of the Halo movie. Like, don't base it off of, like, we're going to condense the whole game, the five games that came out, into one little tiny movie.
Yeah, make something new rather than just recreate something that was already fine.
Speaking of Halo... They've been working on this Halo game with, what's his name? I forgot what his name. The guy who made, I think, is it J.J. Abrams? Or who's making the Halo game?
That's what it comes to.
Halo movie director. They're not telling me.
How do I buy
it? Oh, wait, I see.
How do you what?
Buy a great prophet.
Do you have enough faith to buy one?
Yeah.
You go to your city.
Yeah.
I'm on my city, okay?
You buy
Go to purchase up.
Purchase.
Oh, you haven't got the certain... You have to research something to do that.
What do I have to
research? Research religion.
I have research religion.
Who is the person that they said was going to direct it? The team behind, the team behind Lord of the Rings and King Kong.
Started shooting it?
Which King Kong? I don't know. They've been, like, talking about it since, like, 2006. They're like, oh, yeah, we're making a Halo movie. And it's, like, 10 years later, they're like, yeah, we're still doing it. Like, okay. But yeah. But I do not like the huge influx of multiplayer games. I mean, there are single player games, but I don't like how they, like, it's been happening since like 4 years ago, like where they started like having more co-op type games. I'm like, I don't want co-op.
Because that's how they can fit in cosmetics.
Yeah, and that's how they can get multiple people to buy their game. Like, oh, you want to play with your friend? Yeah, convince him! Come on.
Like, a bunch of my friends want me to play Apex.
I don't like that game. I mean, I don't really like Battle Royale in general, honestly.
Yeah, exactly. I think, like, there might be a surge in single-player games. Might be on the horizon.
Yeah,
there's, like, that backlash thing.
Because there's so little of them nowadays.
Yeah. And then all these, like, the big single-player games, like, they usually make, like, big bucks.
When they're, like, actually good.
But the problem with single-player games is that I think that requires more development time. than a multiplayer game. Yeah, story. They have to have like new elements every time because people get bored with the old like way of playing.
Yeah.
After a couple hours, like, oh yeah, you can now throw swords.
I mean, the business model is still viable though. You just have to make new stuff. Like that's what Nintendo does. They've been doing that for like.
Yeah, but Nintendo. But that's different. Nintendo like bases it off of nostalgia. Like I don't think.
I mean, partially.
What do you mean partially? Name five good Switch games that doesn't have Mario or Zelda in it.
Well, okay. So
exactly. No. Exactly.
No, but I'm saying, like, the games themselves aren't only good because of nostalgia. There's still, like, if that was the first game of the franchise that you played, it's still a really good game.
True.
Like, Breath of the Wild is so different from the other Zelda games.
True.
But it's still really good.
But, true.
Yeah.
I just don't like the idea of it. I hate seeing Mario and Zelda. Like, I want to play something new.
They arms. You can play arms.
Since it's kind of hard to predict,
or you can play
what are your hopes for a new popular game genre? I just like story. I really want RPG to get big again. Like, big.
Well, just gotta wait for Elder Scrolls 6, my dude.
Play anime games.
I don't trust Bethesda anymore ever since that debacle. With Fallout. I mean, Rage 2 does look good, though. That looks really good.
It looks okay, yeah.
What do you mean, okay?
It's a shooter, like,
I like shooters.
Looter shooter, right? Like Borderlands?
I don't think so. I mean, it might be. I never played the first Rage.
Although, I'm not super big on shooters.
Ooh.
Like, the only one I really played is Fallout.
Ooh.
And I suck at it.
Ooh. I feel like EA is going to bring back Mass Effect because, you know... I heard in the news, like, oh yeah, Mass Effect isn't dead. We're bringing it back. I don't know what they're going to do, though. Because, like, Andromeda was a mess. I don't know how they can continue with Andromeda. So either they're just going to do a huge, like, reset for the game. Or like, yeah, Andromeda doesn't exist. They're dead.
I mean, that's what Andromeda already was.
No, but Mass Effect 3, like, literally ended, though. It's like, how do you kind of, like...
Yeah, so it's sort of like a new story. They could just do that again.
No, but everyone's still alive. Like, Mass Effect 3 is like, yeah, you defeated the Reapers, and now people are, like, half robots. Or you killed all robots. Or the Reapers are still here.
Was the story in Andromeda, like, a cliffhanger? Like, did it matter?
The only cliffhanger... Because I forgot. That game was, like... It was something like, oh, yeah, the Corian Arc is somewhere. You can find them.
The what?
Have you played Mass Effect?
No.
Okay, well, they're like, oh, this one alien's ship that was lost the entire game that we kept alluding to. Yeah, they're still out there. But then, like, I think one of the developers or something, they're like, yeah, they're all dead. So it's like, okay. They had, like, Andromeda had a very interesting concept, but they didn't execute it right. I think the whole purpose was, like, the first game was all about AI. Where it's like, okay, what, like, are AI people, blah, 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 doo-doo-doo. But this game, it seemed like their whole thing was that this one alien race that you meet, the one alien race you meet that can talk.
In Andromeda?
Yeah, it's literally only one species. Well, there's two species.
Well, yeah, because they already have a ton of species from the original.
But they didn't bring back all the species.
No.
Because some of their arcs, their ships were lost or something. But in this game... There's the enemies, I forgot what their name was, but they're, you know, bad guys. They're like, oh man, we're bad. And then it turned out, I forgot how it went, but I think, I forgot, that game was just, the story was so like random, but I think their main like little cliffhanger thing was that this species that you met, they happened to be created by this other species. Like, they weren't, like, you know, evolved, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, they were a recent species that was literally created. I think. I might be messing this entire thing up. But I was like, oh, that's an interesting concept. They could have ran on that, but no. Instead, they rushed out a game and put it the Mass Effect name on it.
Well, it was already delayed a ton of times.
Yeah.
It seemed to be just, like, too ambitious because they had, like, automation and stuff to the lip sync thing and stuff. And, mm-hmm.
And it was supposed to be a lot bigger of a game than it really was, but like you said, they got too ambitious and they couldn't really do it. That's the problem with open world. It's like, you don't need an open world game every time. Yeah, because it's more focused, where you can, like, specifically pick details. But, like, when it's open world, then they start using, what's it called? Where is it? The randomly generated stuff. Like, oh, man,
or
crap.
Just, like, repetitive stuff.
Yeah. Like, you can only get an artist to draw so many houses until they're like, okay, just repeat it. Come on. Yeah. And then movies. I feel bad for movies. Because I used to be like a movie watcher kind of thing. But now it's like I only want to watch Marvel movies. And if it's not Marvel, then it's like I'm not really that interested. Unless it's a really interesting concept. Like her.
What about Star Wars?
Oh yeah, Star Wars 2, I guess. Yeah, true.
It just has to be a Disney movie.
Basically, Disney owns movies now. They literally own movies.
Yeah, I think I saw they own 25%.
No, it's more than that now. Because they bought out Fox.
Yikes.
I think it's like 40%.
That's not good.
Yeah.
If they wanted to brainwash an entire nation.
Easy.
Nay, probably like multiple nations. Good. They probably are.
Because movies do change your opinion on stuff really quickly. Yeah. Games do too. Like when I was a little kid, I mean, I wasn't that little. How old was I? I was probably like around like 15 or something. And you know, back in those times, you're like, ooh, gay? Gay kind of thing. But then I played that one game, Ballad of Gay Tony, by Grand Theft Auto, or it was Grand Theft Auto 4, it's a DLC, The Ballad of Gay Tony. And this dude, he was freaking cool. Like, he was like the owner of a nightclub, and like, he's basically the father figure of your protagonist. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, I was like, wow, they're just like us. The only difference is they're gay. Who would have thought? I was like, wow. That's pretty cool. And he like reminded me of Tony Stark, kind of. I mean, it could have been just his hair.
His name was Tony.
Yeah. And I was like, man, it's kind of cool. And ever since then, I became gay. No. But ever since then, I was like, wow, that changed my whole opinion.
I turned gay, but I still don't own a nightclub.
What's crap? Yeah. So media can change your opinion. If they really, if it's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because people become like sympathetic to anything if they see things through another person's perspective.
Exactly. Or if you like know someone, like if I was like homophobic and then like, I don't know, my great-great-great-grandmother just comes up to me and is like, oh, Jabari, I'm actually a lesbian.
Grandma.
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't just start hating my grandma. Like, what the heck?
Yeah. Well, that goes for, like, bad ideologies also.
True.
I've been told from my parents that my grandparents were kind of racist.
Oof.
It's like, ooh, that's not good.
But I feel like if you know someone who like counters that like an ideology that's bad, then you're like, oh, maybe that's not true. But then I guess if you meet someone who like completely fits it, then you're like, huh, it is true.
Yeah, can reinforce bad ideas.
Yeah.
I'm going to swallow this city. I can't wait.
Like even like with like the bad ideologies, like seeing the perspective behind it, like that's like constructive for fixing that. Like seeing why people are homophobic or racist or whatever. It's all interesting.
Yeah, it's like the same with like pedophile. Well, it's not the same, but like, well, I see, like I don't see, cause like I knock one out. Like, knock them out, but still, like a pedophile. Most pedophiles, the reason why they're pedophiles is because a lot of the time they were, like raped or sexually harassed in their youth.
Yeah.
And it's weird, it's because like you would think that they would want to stop that cycle, but no, they continue it on, and then the people they sexually harassed will, chances are, become pedophiles too.
Yeah, because they like had no power, then they finally won power.
Yeah.
That type of thing.
Like that, to me,
is that like
that's the lowest form. I mean, I guess murder is pretty bad. But I don't know, like, messing with kids, that just makes me want to, like, throw her out. Like, I feel like if a murderer was in front of me to the left and a freaking pedophile was to the right, I would shoot the pedophile and be like, okay, murderer, come with me and take him in. Because, like...
Oh, yeah, it depends on the motivation behind the murder.
I don't know. I feel like I would shoot the pedophile every time. Because, like, this guy literally probably ruined a child's life.
Yeah.
And it's like, they're what? Let's just say they're 14. It's like, their life's already ruined. 14 years.
Yeah.
And they have, like, how many other more years to live out?
Like, it'd almost be better if you just fucking killed them.
Exactly.
But at the same time, kind of.
Okay,
still,
so here's the...
It's still murder.
So then which one would you shoot? A person who killed a kid, or a person who, like, literally raped the kid? Just, like, full blown.
The guy who killed him, he just, like, killed him.
And yeah, like, he just, like... Okay, and it's for a stupid reason. Like, he's like, man, that freaking kid's always freaking sneezing on my doorstep. I'll show him next time. And then he just, boom. But then the rapist is just like, oh, that kid's so hot. God.
Oh, God.
I just couldn't help myself.
Just don't do what you don't do.
Yeah, probably shoot the pedophile.
Like,
which, like, doesn't feel logical, but just, like,
exactly.
Their perspective is, like, so wrong.
And I get that they're pedophiles, and it's, like, their mind doesn't work as well as, like, a normal person.
Yeah.
But it's, like, there are people who are older than 18 who look like they're kids. Like, who just have a really, like, they have baby face. Yeah. But it's, like, they go for the kid instead. Like, freaking R. Kelly.
Yeah, because it's, like, not even supposed to be about appearance. It's more about, like, the power dynamic.
Exactly. And there are people who are really immature as a kid. Like R. Kelly. He's literally R. Kelly. He could find literally anyone in the entire world. And he's rich. But then he'd rather go to, like, even if they're 17, where it's like, oh, they're technically of age. Come on. It's like, you could get someone who's 30, or, well, not 30, let's say 25, who looks like a kid. But you go for the 17-year-old, or you go for the 18-year-old, or whatever. I'm like, that's weird. That's just busted.
It's not the move.
It's not the move.
You only got 10 people in your capital.
In my capital?
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
I've got, like, 13.
You only have three more.
Shut up.
You only have 13. I have 14 in mine.
Well...
You need to work on your only city, buddy.
I think I know why this game is so hard. It's
because
we're playing on deity. It's like...
I'm in the fucking Arctic. I wonder why.
If we weren't playing on deity, I bet this game would be a lot
like
better.
Reverse Eskimos. Were there any civilizations in Antarctica?
Nope.
It was like the first humans ever to go there, like the scientists.
Oh, one of the first humans' last name was Bird. Not to brag, William Bird the Third. Pretty cool
William
guy.
William Bird the Third.
I think his name is William Bird. William Bird. No. William Bird is the composer that I sent to Ronan. Bird Antarctica Expedition. Yeah. Robert E. Bird. He doesn't look like how I expected him to look. Oh no, Paul, no.
Press X, quick, before Paul figures out they declared war on him.
Let me see. Who was the first person? Who was the first YouTuber? Okay, let's see who the first YouTuber was. Oh, the guy who created YouTube. Who would have thought? Wow. First person in Antarctica. Fun fact, did you know? John Davis, by the way, is the first. Back in 1821. But did you know YouTube started out as like a dating site?
Cool.
Yeah.
You're still doing your podcast?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
What do you mean? What's your problem, huh? I like my podcast.
This fucking game.
This game sucks.
Fuck.
I actually want to just end it.
No. I want to see how it turns out. Because I've never played like this. Just having one save.
I'm gonna try some off-brand crackers from Giant.
Oh, I have those too. They taste different. Like, those are one of the only bootleg, like, candy, like, or not candy, like, those crackers do not taste like Cheez-Its at all. Like, they taste busted.
Click next. Come on.
Oh, they don't taste good?
I mean, they taste okay, but it's like, I'd rather...